This is a Hey Area Short. Bite-sized answers to questions you ask. Jack Curry wanted to know the story of Jose Castro, the man the Castro District is named after. KALW's Manolo Morales went to find out.
The Castro District is known for its LGBTQ history. But who's Castro? If you had to make a quick guess, you may think he has a connection to the queer community.
He was just a person who was very open about the LGBT community.
I'm assuming that Jose Castro might be Latino, Latinx. I wouldn't want to assume this person's gender identity.
To my surprise, no one knew who he was when I stood on Castro Street and asked. Jose Antonio Castro was a politician and military leader in Alta California during the 1800s when the state was Mexican territory.
He's a really fascinating character.
That's history professor Dr. Justin Castro from Arkansas State University. His family believes they may be related to Jose Castro.
I think it'd be more accurate to say he'd be like a great, 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 great uncle or cousin.
Dr. Justin Castro is currently writing a book about his possibly distant relative. He says Jose Castro is often remembered for his role in the Mexican-American War. During the mid-1800s, Castro was a commanding general for Alta California. He was vocal about California's independence from Mexico, but he never succeeded, and retreated to Baja California. He rose to power again and was appointed governor, but things didn't turn out so well for him there either.
It would make for a very good movie line narrative of the rise and fall of Jose Castro.
Jose Castro was assassinated in 1860 by a bandit. He never gave up his Mexican citizenship, but he left a part of him in today's California by owning land in what's now today's Castro District. In the Castro, I'm Manolo Morales for Hey Area.